Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chance to take a look at my voter guide. We talk extensively about Amendment 3 on this show. And part of the reason is that if you read the text of Amendment 3 on the ballot, it does not at all tell you what Amendment 3 does. And there are advertisements running on television repeatedly lying about what the current abortion law in Missouri allows and or doesn't allow, and suggests often that it would not allow doctors to act in cases where there had been a miscarriage, for example. And I was impacted yesterday. I watched a testimony on YouTube by someone who's been through that, and I wanted you to hear her story. Sarah Jones is joining us right now. And Sarah, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being upfront about this. I wish we could have told your story more widely. I wish the public could hear your side of the story. I mean, a lot of these ads are just flat out deceiving. Tell us what you and your husband Gabe went through.
Well, last year, the beginning of the year, we found out that we were expecting, and unfortunately, fairly early on in the pregnancy, we lost the baby. I had decided to stay home and try and let things pass naturally, but that did not happen. I ended up hemorrhaging. I lost a lot of blood. I ended up passing out. And so my husband, Gabe, he ran me to the ER, called my doctor. My doctor got there very quickly, and he very quickly got me into the operating room and got my bleeding under control and helped me get back to health. And I know some people will say, oh, well, your life was in danger. They only acted so quickly because, you know, otherwise you would have actually died. But that's not, that is the case, but that's not the only reason. Several months later, we found ourselves in the same situation and miscarried. But we were able to schedule a procedure right away. I was not in any danger at that point. So there's no reason to say that a woman can't be treated for a miscarriage or ectopic pregnancy without abortion being legal.
Well, first of all, Sarah, I'm so sorry you guys have gone through that. I cannot imagine. But that's often the lie you hear, the pro-abortion side. They say, well, if you don't pass Amendment 3, you're not going to get care for an ectopic pregnancy or, in your case, a miscarriage. What's the reaction you get from people when you try to clarify this and share your story?
Well, I'll be perfectly honest. I did not share my story very much leading up to this. I thought that people would realize much quicker that it was a lie. So a lot of the people I talk to are have similar views to me, honestly. But I have run across a couple of people who just kind of hold on to that lie, and they'll say something like, well, I'm glad that that was your experience, that in your situation you were able to get help, but not all women can. And they say it's about the laws and not all women can get the care they need. But if that happens, I would say that in that case, their doctor is negligent, incompetent, or just playing with their lives to prove a point, because there's absolutely no reason that a woman can't get the care she needs.
Yeah, I appreciate your point of view on that, because, you know, what we found here is that hundreds of millions of dollars have poured in potentially. We know of tens of millions that have poured in from out of state to try to pass this Amendment 3. And there's so much more to it than what people are being told. And you know, from stripping parents of their parental rights to you know, the transgender stuff and all of that. But it's so important to hear somebody who's been through what you've been through, Sarah. And I thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, happy to do it. I hope it helps some people.
Yeah, I do as well. And thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Sarah Jones there, and I was so happy that we're able to get her on today to talk a little bit about that. Because, you know, it's the truth. The commercials that run do not represent Missouri's Amendment 3. When it talks about reproductive health care, that redefines redefines so many different things. It expands the protection around beyond healthcare to anything involving your reproductive organs. It does for men and women. I mean, it changes the definition in and of itself. And this thing would be in the Constitution.
Right. This is not something that our state legislature can go and just pass a law that would adjust some part of this. This is enshrined in our state constitution. And I think something that's very important to point out, because you're going to hear the pro-abortion side try to argue this to you, and I want you to be informed about this. A DNC, the medical procedure that is used in some cases with a miscarriage and, of course, with an abortion. Yes, it is the same procedure used, but it is used in a vastly different way. Now, with a miscarriage, unfortunately, the baby has already passed and the DNC is used to remove that body from the mother. OK, an abortion, that DNC is used to quite literally kill the baby. That is what is used to dismember the baby and the vacuum to pull the baby out. And I'm sorry I'm being graphic right now, but I feel like I have to. The left is not even just the left, because there are people who identify as conservatives and so sadly identify as Christians and still want to vote yes on Amendment 3. And they spew these lies at you. I had them thrown at me. And you have to be educated, because you need to know the facts so that you can back it up.
Well, I think that the point here is, even my plea would be, even if you think Missouri's current law goes too far, you elect representatives to change that. You elect a governor who could change that. They could modify it if the total ban is something that you don't agree with, to 6 weeks or 15 weeks. Now, I might not agree with that being done, but what Amendment 3 does is completely different. And it doesn't even mention abortion by name. It just goes in and it renames everything. And it goes far beyond the scope of making this a 15-week procedure. The viability is not determined by anybody other than the doctor. And then it's based not on the health of the baby. It's based on maybe the mental health of the mother.
Right. Which is why when we talk about it being full-term babies, nine-month abortions, that is what will happen here in Missouri if this passes. Because to your point, Mark, don't just go off of what you're reading on the ballot. That is such a lie and intentionally misleading. Go look at what actually go into our Missouri Constitution. And it talks about how, yes, viability, but then ultimately you're going to have good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional that is needed to protect the life or physical or mental health of the pregnant person, meaning what a psychologist can say the mother is feeling stressed out because she's pregnant and therefore an abortion is justified. You think that they won't try to do this, but they absolutely will.
And they'll be protected by the Missouri Constitution when they do it.
Right, yes. Exactly. And doctors are not liable.
Well, I hope people are paying attention. We put all the information out there that we can. In fact, that fact sheet on decoding Missouri Amendment 3 is up on my Facebook page, The Mark Cox Show on Facebook. Go up there and look for it, and you can read it for yourself. In fact, I'll repost it for you here in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned for that. All right, coming up, we're going to get to the results of the Twitter poll. Did you vote early? Did you wait to vote till today? We'll get to that for you, plus our first responder spotlight coming up.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.